India has announced a series of proposals it says are aimed at improving relations with neighboring Pakistan. They include reestablishing some transportation links that were severed after a 2001 suicide attack on the Indian Parliament, in which 14 people were killed. The measures announced yesterday also include resuming sporting ties between India and Pakistan. India also says it's willing to talk directly with the main separatist group in the disputed region of Kashmir. NPR's Michael Sullivan is in New Delhi. Are these measures symbol or substance?
A little of both, actually. I mean, there are some new elements. New bus and rail links have been proposed, and a restoration of sporting links, as you mentioned. That's going to make a lot of cricket-starved fans on both sides of the border here very happy if it happens. But a lot of what India is offering is simply getting us back to the point we were at before the attack on the Indian Parliament almost 2 years ago, restoring the air links, for example, restoring the former Lahore-Delhi train, beefing up the number of diplomats in the embassies, many of whom were withdrawn after the Parliament attack. I think this latest set of proposals is definitely welcomed by many, but it's just another step forward on a long road toward normalizing relations.
How significant is this offer to open direct talks with representatives of the Kashmiri separatists?
That's a lot more interesting because it marks the first time since the rebellion began in 1989 that an Indian government has said it will deal directly with the Hurriyat Conference. That's the loose grouping of political separatist groups. And India has lent some credibility to the offer by choosing its Deputy Prime Minister L.K. Advani as the man to talk to the Hurriyat. He's a very influential hardliner, but a very pragmatic one as well, and this may mean India is serious about resolving the Kashmir issue in a way acceptable both to it and the Kashmiri people. On the other hand, it gets a little complicated here because the Hurriyat itself is just split into two factions, one of which is open to talks and one consisting of Kashmiri hardliners who want India out of Kashmir, period. So they're less likely to be interested in talks, especially talks which do not include Pakistan. So it's not really clear who Mr. Advani will be talking to and how much credibility the whole process will have.
What's Pakistan's response to these overtures?
It's been a guarded one because, on the one hand, Pakistan would clearly like to see relations improve. But on the other hand, there was no mention by India of resuming what Pakistan likes to call a sustained dialogue to resolve all issues. And that basically means sitting down to talk about Kashmir. Two of the three wars that the two countries have fought since independence have been over Kashmir, and Pakistan sees it as the core issue. And it wants to be part of any attempt to resolve the status of India's only Muslim-majority state. So I think Pakistan probably sees this latest offer by the Indians to talk to the separatists as an attempt to cut Pakistan out of the equation. Now, India long accused Pakistan of supporting what India calls cross-border terrorism in Kashmir. In the past few months alone, hundreds of people have been killed in separatist-related violence. The bottom line, India's position is quite clear: no direct dialogue until the cross-border terrorism ends.
Are tensions on the subcontinent diminishing?
Yes, a little bit. And you have to remember back in April, India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee launched this new effort at improving relations. Since then, bus service has been restored. High-ranking diplomats have come back. But since spring, there's really not been much activity in terms of improving relations. And I just think this latest initiative is the Prime Minister's way of trying to breathe a little life back into the peace effort ahead of elections scheduled for next year.
NPR's Michael Sullivan in New Delhi.